Hi, this is Travis Nelson with the Kalahari Resort and Conventions, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
When the time comes. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And oftentimes on this program, we talk about transformative travel, getting out there, seeing the world, road trips, places that you can get to in your car around the Midwest, the greater Midwest, vacations that you can kind of get a world away. And one of those, one of my favorite, not only because it is a place I spent a good portion of my formative years, but also because it is one of the most beautiful places and also the home of the capital for water parks for the world, the one and only Wisconsin Dells. On the line with us, we've got a guy who's been behind and a big part of the first family of fun when it comes to Kalahari Resorts and Convention, the one and only Travis Nelson. Travis, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for doing what you do. And there's a certain amount of people out there in the world that if they do not, for whatever reason, whether they are driven to it, passionate, business-minded, or just out there maybe a little bit crazy for fun, get out there and create these situations that mean a lot and create memories for so many different people. For you guys, when you talk about Kalahari, you've been there and done just about every job in the place. It is a beautiful facility. But give the listeners a little kind of insight into the location and what's going on there at Kalahari.
Well, I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the Wisconsin Dells. That was my family's home, has been for generations. And it was originally a tourist destination for its natural beauty. The Wisconsin River runs through our town, and there's these incredible 50, 60, 80-foot tall sandstone features that surround the river on both sides. And that's why people would come to the Wisconsin Dells in the 30s, 40s, 50s. And when tourists come, that also brings opportunities. And so our town kind of became a tourist destination. And entrepreneurs, local entrepreneurs, started creating, you know, these entertainment hospitality businesses. And as we grew up, the town grew. And what started with outdoor water parks became the very first indoor water park in America in the early 90s. And our family was always in the hospitality business with restaurants and nightclubs. And we knew we had to be in the water park business. And so we opened our first water park in 97, but it was very small and landlocked, and so we need to be big. So we've opened the Kalahari in 2000, and we've expanded 15 times in the last 17 years, and it's become the monster that it is today.
Well, you know, Travis, you got to look at it, and it's so cool to hear kind of that backstory, a story that came from a family that grew up in that area, in that very famous resort town that everybody has been to over the years, and then created this concept that is very iconic. It is the leading concept, I would say, in the Wisconsin Dells, and then you're bringing it to a bunch of different locations. You're going to be expanding it as you go, but we all remember, I remember, and you talked about it, the natural beauty or the, let's say, the Tommy Bartlett Water Show or the Ducks or some of those things. But the Dells used to be, I don't want to say a ghost town, but it would kind of go dormant, or maybe even more than dormant, in the wintertime. And this whole water park kind of phenomenon and movement really brought the whole town to life year round.
You're exactly right. I remember my dad would take us to school on the Tuesday after Labor Day, and you could literally roll a bowling ball down Main Street, and people were actually boarding up their windows, and then they would just try to survive on what they made in the summer over the winter. And nothing was open. You'd have a hard time finding a restaurant to eat. And the first indoor water park that opened was busy on weekends in the off season. And so that was the aha moment that we were going to, you know, have these available attractions in the winter season when the weather was bad if you had an indoor water park. So we followed suit, and you know, really the rest is history. Now it has grown all around the country. We've been lucky to take the Kalahari to two other locations in Sandusky, Ohio, and the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and working on Texas now. So it really has become a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, and when you think about it, creating, kind of building 17 different times and expanding. So this is something that grew organically based on supply and demand, the people loving it. You needed to kind of meet that demand. It isn't a cookie-cutter thing that was like some concept from the West Coast that they just slapped down there in the middle of the Dells. But since the beginning, you guys have had that theme for Kalahari. And what I really loved about it, too, and I think that is totally different and unique than a lot of the other situations, certainly entertainment is at the forefront, and you've got to keep people happy, keep them entertained, provide that level of fun and experience for people. But as far as the decor and kind of just the heartbeat of the place is Africa. Talk a little bit about the family. I know that you and your dad and your family have gone over to Africa a number of times. I know that a lot of the things in the resort, and I've seen it firsthand, are items that are brought back directly. You guys go there and firsthand curate them and bring them there. So there's a whole kind of cultural and educational component to Kalahari that people need to know about.
Yeah, what's really fun for us is we are a family business. We all work in the business. I have four siblings and my mom and dad, and we're all in there every day. And so, you know, the Kalahari grew based on what we thought we would enjoy as a family. So, you know, we need a dry attraction. Okay, let's build a theme park, you know, et cetera. New rides, we go and test them ourselves. And the same thing happened with the theme in Africa. We weren't sure what we wanted to do when we were first opening. We thought about Africa, but didn't know if it was going to relate to people in the Midwest. And so we took a trip to Africa, and the moment we got off the plane, we said, this is exactly where we want to be. You know, it's so rich in culture and art and music and food and the people. And we said, this is amazing. We've been back many times since and try to go about every other year. And when we open a new resort, we fill up container loads, ship containers. We filled 4.5 of them for Pennsylvania. And just all this art that we handpick, we go to these markets and we buy direct from the artisans that are creating them in Africa. And then we get to go walk around the resort as we're getting ready to open and say, okay, this piece would go perfect here and this one here. And there's no more fun time than when we're in Africa and we can buy this art and then we can take it back and personally locate it and be able to tell a little story next to that piece that, you know, this was built by this artist in this location at this market and we bought it at this time. And, you know, it really is as authentic as you get, because that's what we want to bring back to the people. We want to show them the experiences we've had in Africa through the art and through the food and through the music that we have at our resorts.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting stuff. And the connection there is so much deeper than just things for the walls and the hallways and for the rooms. Well, like you said, there's that connection that you guys have. You want to bring that message and all of those things, the culture and a little bit of the education back to the resorts themselves. And you even have that connection to talking with John Chasten there, is that you guys have, you know, either brought back, I know there's been people from Africa, like of royal families that have come, stayed with you at the resort, got to experience it, and you've got some really positive feedback.
Yeah, we have really started to develop great relationships in Africa and have started to be able to kind of share what we've done in America with them. And there's another program that we started, which is actually a work visa program, where we have South African students coming in, a number of them, for a full year. Wow. Part of the program is that they're not just, you know, lifeguards and housekeepers and filling positions. They're actually learning the hospitality business, and they're working in an internship that moves them around the resort, and they get to experience the side of the business. And so it's really cool. These folks will be able to, you know, speak the Swahili language and talk to our guests about Africa and bring that experience back to our guests. And so it really is becoming this really rich, deep African experience when you come to our resorts.
It is really cool. Let the listeners know we're talking with Travis Nelson from Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. Now, it's been around a while, you know, 17 years or so with the resorts. It is in a long, long time as far as, you know, businesses being around, you know, so it's relatively, you guys are all relatively so young for the success that you have. And I know you're going to have that location opening up in Texas and probably other things on the horizons. But for you, Travis, as a guy from Wisconsin Dells who's out there getting to be a big part of shaping so much of what can happen and so much potential. Like, what's next? I mean, is there anything that's like on the dream list for you guys to put together?
Well, we're really excited about continuing to expand the brand. And Texas, Round Rock, Texas, 20 minutes north of Austin, is going to be a beautiful resort, probably our flagship resort. We're hard working on designing that, and we look forward to breaking ground next year. Looking at other parts of the country as opportunities for resorts. And we're really excited to continue to grow the properties we have. We are under construction right now, doubling the convention facility in the Wisconsin Dells. I ran into you in the convention center when we were walking through, so you got to experience that. The meeting business is a big part of what we do, and so to be able to double the size of that, we'll really be able to provide long-term business opportunity for Wisconsin Dells, for the Kalahari to continue to grow.
I think the convention center thing is really great. I think what it does, it enhances what can be done on the business and the meeting side. It certainly makes that great. Plus, that convention center is a great ambassador for those families that get to see it on the business side, and they think, I want to bring my family here. I think it's a natural. I think it's a natural fit, and you guys have done that. You've got great food, great fun, and I got to tell you firsthand, too, and let the listeners know, when it comes to that water park experience, when it comes to the theme park experience, and a lot of extra bells and whistles that you don't necessarily associate, you know, with a water park situation. The virtual reality is absolutely crazy. Before we let you go, go into a little bit of that. We talked about curating so many of the cool things on the culture side, artifacts and the African elements. But on the fun side, who decides, like, hey, you see this someplace else, or you see something great that's out there being done, we got to bring it to Kalahari.
Yeah, what's really cool is that it is just, you know, what are we like as a family? We've grown up in the business. When we opened, I think I was a freshman in high school. So now I have a two-year-old, and all my siblings have children. And so we've kind of gotten the spectrum of what is the really cool thrill stuff. And that was easy for us. What do we like? Well, if we like it, I'm sure our guests like it. And what's been fun is now we have the third generation of the Nelson family coming in. There's 10 members of that generation from ages 0 to 5. And so what that has done for us is really helped us understand what a 5-year-old wants in a water park and in a theme park and in the resort. And we've really enhanced that youngest generation, which might have been a weakness for us in the past, really now is one of our strong suits. We are catering to 5 and under and moms and dads. So it's really cool. Just we go to amusement shows, or we travel to different resorts around the country and the world, and we say, that's neat. We need that. Let's get that back to our resort.
Yeah, a little bit of something for everybody. Not only are you bringing all those fun for the families, but you're bringing the world to them through so much of what you're doing internationally as well. Last thing, talk about that next generation and you very young, and of course, a fellow Whitewater Warhawk. So it's great to talk to you and have you be out there.
Right.
Have you thought about, have you been approached? Have you done any talks? Got a great business school there to go back and kind of share some of your insights, some of the cool things that have happened with you and family in the business world to some of those students?
You know, right now my dad is the hot ticket, which is fine. He can do a lot of those things. So he gets the opportunity to, you know, do some speaking here and there and fundraising events and things like that. You know, we're just having a lot of fun, and we're excited to, you know, do what we do every day. And, you know, our family is a really fun story. We try to tell it to our guests that, you know, this isn't an evil corporation. There's literally 5 kids and my mom and dad, and we're here every day, and we're just having a great time. So we you know, kind of focused on the everyday stuff right now, and we're having a blast doing it.
And people are having a blast because of everything that you're doing. So, Travis, give the website out again so people can get on there, check out all the amenities, all the different cool, fun things that they can do and see at Kalahari, and then come out and see you.
Yeah, our website, KalahariResorts.com. We're going to have some really awesome holiday specials. There's no better time to come see it than Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season at the end of the year here. Kalahari is the perfect place to be.
All right, thanks, Travis Nelson. He's doing it and doing it right, and people are benefiting from it out there at Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. Thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you very much for having me.